Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Quite happy now to have Parker Schnabel with us. He is on the Discovery Channel's Gold Rush. That is their number one rated show. They have a new season underway right now, season 5. And Parker, at just 20 years old, are you surprised for what you do for a living that you are now a major celebrity?
Well, I wouldn't quite say that, but it's a little surreal sometimes.
Now, when you think about it, if someone told me, and I mean, I'm born and raised in California, we know all about the gold rush and how you go about getting gold, or so I thought. When you take like a backhoe or a loader out to a bunch of mud, how in the world do you guys find gold out of that?
Sometimes I ask the same question. It's pretty tough sometimes, you know. Sometimes we wonder, well, what the heck are we doing right now? But, you know, it's always worked out, and there's a lot of people that have been doing it for generations and generations up there in the Klondike. So it's definitely the backbone of, like, Dawson City in the Yukon.
I wonder how you guys find a spot, you know, because we always hear there's a vein of gold and then you have to go into a mountain. So how do you guys find out where that something might be gold rich? What are some of the telltale signs you look for?
Well, like the creeks we're on, we do a lot of research and it's different. Like, you know, veins of gold, like you're talking about, that's hard rock. Like that's stuff that we don't do. We don't have anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're looking for stuff in the creeks and in old creek beds, and so we just do a lot of research on, you know, the history of the place and who's been there before and who's mined the ground before, and you know, you're never really sure, but you can at least get the best possible idea. And we can do some testing, like test drilling. You know, that's something that a lot of people do, and that we've dabbled with it a bit but haven't really gotten too serious with it.
Now, one of the greatest moments of last season is when you brought all these jars of gold back to your grandfather. And what's that like, kind of having this be in your blood like that through generations?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great moment, and it's great to have the support from them. You know, not only my grandpa, but my family as well. And it means a lot, but it's nice that a lot of people don't have that, you know? A lot of people don't have that support from their family. So I'm pretty blessed from that standpoint.
Rick Tittle with Parker Schnabel of Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, Season 5 underway right now. I have when I put on the social media that I was going to have you on, I have a message here from Michael. He says, ask Parker if the Hoffman crew is dumber than a bag of hammers.
I wouldn't dare comment on that.
Well, now they went to Guyana, which I didn't really think about that as going to the jungle to find gold. It didn't really work out for him. What did you think when you heard they're going to a South American jungle to do this?
I honestly thought they were kind of crazy. I would have never done it. And, you know, for me, it doesn't really matter what they do. Todd can go do whatever he wants. Actually, South America might be a great, but yeah, it doesn't matter to me. Actually, his failure last year made our success all the better.
And remember that Parker, of course, raked in over 1,000 ounces of gold. That's about $1.5 million. I know this year.
Yeah, Todd found 50 times more gold selling me that dozer for 100 ounces than he did in a whole year of mining. So.
Well, I know Tony Beats has bought this thing called the Viking, a 75-year-old floating gold dredge that he had to put together piece by piece. Is that would you say that's a risky proposition to go with that?
Yeah, Tony bought a dredge. I'm really not sure what to think about it still. I see why he's doing it and I see what he's thinking, but I'm not sure that it's, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't have done it, but, you know, if you've got money to burn, then what the heck?
I know that there was some discussion last year on the term glory hole and where that originated. And I can just say, as a history buff, that that term originated in World War One, so it doesn't have to have any bad connotations or denotations in the future. Okay, Parker?
What was the term used for in World War One?
It was where you would run through a hole in the line and you would probably get killed, but if you got through, you had all the glory. And there was another place where you got killed that was called the Sausage Factory, and now that's used for parties where there's too many dudes.
What is that called?
The Sausage Factory.
Is what?
A party with too many guys and not enough
girls.
No,
what was it in World War One?
It was called the Sausage Factory, but oh, that's where everybody went. That was a glory hole where everybody got killed.
Was a sausage factory.
Yes.
You know, you learn something new every day.
All right, let's get back to you and less on World War One history. Rick Tittle with Parker Schnabel. And I know that they have this guy, Christo, that will interview you, and he'll call you out, like, what's up with the mustache and the messy hair. But I'm always disappointed because when I hear I'm going to see Christo, I think I'm seeing a guy with a genie hat and a handlebar mustache, and it's just some clean-cut guy. What's that like dealing with him?
Christo's actually a good friend of mine, so I can't quite bash him as much as you do, but or you can. But, yeah, I mean, he's an executive producer, so he has a job to do just like anybody else. And sometimes we butt heads. I know that he butts heads with everybody on the show, but you know, he's good at what he does for the most part, and lets us do what we want to do and find gold and do things the way we want to do them. So it all works out. I'm happy to be a part of the show. I like working for Discovery. I like working with the production company, Raw TV. They're great. I've met some of my best friends through this, so I enjoy it.
A couple more questions for Parker Schnabel of Gold Rush. I was mentioning earlier that, I mean, on paper, we're going to go to Klondike, watch guys dig for gold with a bunch of backhoes, and you think, well, how's that going to be fascinating? And I do hand it to Raw for making it the number one show on the number one cable station, Discovery. But is there any time, honestly, where it's like, look, this is getting a little boring here. We need somebody to get mad. We need somebody to start swearing. We need somebody to throw something here.
No, we pretty well do that all on our own, actually, to be honest. Yeah, you know, it's you try spending 6 months with the same 10 guys every day, day in and day out, you know, 12, 14 hours a day. And it's, there's, you know, it's like a big dysfunctional family. We're always fighting with each other. So they don't have to really rile anything up. We do that on our own.
Well, you know, I was just thinking too, I mean, you're a 20-year-old guy, you're a smart guy, you're a good-looking guy, but are you surprised at the girls now that are in love with Parker Schnabel?
Where are they?
I guess you don't see him up in the Klondike, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, if you ever come to, like, maybe the 50th market, you'll find them, I swear. A couple more questions for Parker. What have you learned? I just said you're still so young. You can't even legally buy a drink. What have you learned from when you first started? Like, I can't believe I used to try to look for gold this way, and now I know it's much better to do it this way.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different. Yeah. I mean, I've learned, you know, a lot of people will, not a lot of people, but, you know, my mom really wanted me to go to college. A lot of people tell me that that's the best thing to do, but I guarantee that I'm learning more doing what I'm doing than your average kid in college. You know, every day is a learning experience for me, and you know, what I thought was normal 4 years ago to now is completely different as far as being efficient and productive and getting gold out of the ground.
Well, I can tell you, as someone who did go to college, you made the right choice. College is supposed to make you make smart decisions, and you made the smart decision. It was like telling LeBron he should have gone to college. No, no, no. He was ready for the big time, and it's paid off for you. So you definitely made the right call. Plus, you can go back to college whenever you feel like
right.
It. Are there any regrets you had or something you've done on the show where you're like, please, please edit that out?
All the time. But they don't let us see any of the cuts or any of the footage before it goes out. So that's just, you know, I can talk to people about it, but you know, nobody's going to listen to me. They'll do what's best. And that's the only way to make a good show, if, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't be sitting there telling them what they can and can't use.
All right, just one more question for you. Season 5, what are some of the things we should look for? Is there an arch enemy that's going to happen for you? Is there going to be some sort of teamwork unexpected? Can you give us a little bit of a look ahead? You're not supposed to, are you?
I'm not supposed to.
Okay. You'll just say that it's the greatest thing ever, right?
Yes, it's the greatest thing in the world. Nobody should be doing anything on Friday nights other than watching Gold Rush.
It's on the Discovery Channel. It's the number one rated show. We've been speaking with Parker Schnabel. You can follow him on Twitter at @GoldRush_Parker. Hey, man, it was so great talking to you. Congratulations on your success. And hopefully down the road we'll talk again, man.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right. Very good. Parker Schnabel of the Discovery Channel's Gold Rush. And I think about all the shows that they've tried to get on, like Hillbilly Hand Fishing, Cupcake Wars, Swamp People, Duck Dynasty. I still haven't seen that, but that apparently is a hit. The Honey Boo Boo. You never know what the hell is going to catch on, and then people try to make it and they try to copy it. It's like Real Housewives of whatever, and then you get 9 million of those. CSI Pinole, CSI El Sobrani. You're always going to get a show that's going to try to copy that. But, if you get a chance to watch it out, and Michael was right with that question. By the way, good question, Mike. Parker laughed at that. That's a guy that rolled the dice and fell flat on his face. He goes to Guyana with his dad, Todd Hoffman, his father, Jack, and they're right back at square one. And I like the fact that the Discovery Channel, who put out the press release, and I have it here, said the worst thing about Todd Hoffman is he lost all of his dignity. Holy Toledo. You're going to put that in the press release? By the way, season 5 is coming up. You left all your dignity next to that rubber tree plant down there in Northwest South America. All right, good stuff. Thanks to Parker. We'll come on back and we'll finish things up. Hour number 1 of 2.